Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, we want to be able to talk about the Word of God to encourage you today on VFN Radio's Extra Hour. And I'm thinking about the word the Lord has on my heart, and John has a word as well, that division is a dangerous thing. Well, we've talked about it before, and we just talked about a divided country, really, in the first hour, even though we didn't use the word divided. We have employees divided from employers. You have parties divided from parties. You have all these different factions of division. And it's like every division that can be fed is being fed by his current leadership. And it's just like, okay, it looks like God's turning us over to ourselves. And this is what Jesus said. Jesus said that any kingdom or every kingdom, just like America, every kingdom divided against itself will not stand. So America weighs in the balance right now. Mm-hmm. We weigh in the balance in regards to, are we going to get united? And this is the big question. What are we going to unite around? Are we going to unite around an idea, a recent concept, an elastic version, translation of the Constitution? Are we going to unite around God, the Bible, in the original heart of our founding fathers and the founding documents of which the Constitution is? The Constitution is supposed to be, according to Article 6, I believe it is, the Constitution, it's the supreme law of the land. And in that, you know, we have to decide what we're going to do. And if enough of us begin to turn our hearts to God, which means leaving a lifestyle that we're doing things that are not what God pleases God, and then doing things now that does please God, living rightly before God, that's called repentance, and then begin to hear and obey him, and then go back and gather around Jesus and gather around the original intent of this nation, the original intent of the church, then this thing can be turned. But if we stay divided, and the thing is, I can't unite around your organization, but I can unite around Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you speak the same language as me. If you know Jesus, we're going to get along. If you're into what Jesus is into, I'm into you. And there's nothing more exciting than to find a lover of God. But that's the only unity that's going to work. That's the unity that's going to work, not some sort of concept or, you know, it's just because we love God and we love each other that we unite around that. And there is a cause for that. The very fact that if we want this nation to stand, in the original intent of this nation, you know, you can go back and listen to original intent on your app or on VFN radio, or go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and just listen to the original intent and realize how far we've come away. And we don't want to give up. Listen, go back and just read what you might be giving up. Go back and read about the amendments, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments on the Constitution. Do you really want to give this up? Right. Why would you want to give it up before you just go get in the line somewhere and grab some cardboard sign and start marching down because you want a raise, or you're upset now because you got to get a different job and you got to, you know, serve God instead of your pension? That think about this, that decide, you know, I just want to unite around God. I want to unite around God. We can start again. We can adjust. And as a matter of fact, there is a segment on VFN Radio. You can listen to it. It's called We Can Adjust.
You can adjust.
Mm-hmm. I share humorously about a camping adventure across the country, but the truth is God's designed us to adjust. You may think you can't, but it's amazing if you take a kid out of their environment for a week and away from all these different things, they'll forget about all those little distractions they had. It doesn't take long for us to adjust. But it seems like at the beginning, it's like, there's no way. I'll never live. It'll never make it. But it doesn't take long. It's called fasting. You know, fasting these things and stuff and whatever, and getting away from it, and you get back in tune with the things of God. You know, and my prayer is that, Lord will touch me and touch the church, that we begin to live a fasted lifestyle in a greater level and a greater measure in 2013. Because it's in that pulling away from stuff and things and even food, you know, for times and that we can actually go back and remember, you know, what's really, really important. And we're not going to make it, no matter what anybody tells you. If we stay divided, if we stay divided, and understand this, whether he knows it or not, whether our president knows it or not, he's created. And the only way he could have done this big a deal is because God's allowed him to do this. This is what God wanted for our country. This is, you know, we chose our leadership. If anybody's there complaining about, our leaders, realize those are the ones that we chose. You know, those are the people we voted for. So they didn't just get there because, and they got there because they promised you what you wanted. And that's why they're there. And so here we are, totally divided in every faction. It's amazing what's going on. Somebody says, well, why do 50% of the marriages in the church end in divorce? It's because that couple's divided. They're divided. They're not going to make it. People say, well, you're supposed to be. Listen, your marriage is not going to make it if everything you do is against the direction and leadership of your husband when he's trying to lead the family. It's just not going to make it. You may stay together and for the sake of, I don't know, plankton under the bottom of a boat. I don't know why, but understand that. But the thing happened. You blew it apart because, you know, you wanted to constantly be divided from your husband and divided from the family or divided from your parents. And it's just, you know, it falls apart because it's divided. We got to decide, what are we going to unite around? And we don't unite around a father, a mother, or children. You know, that's what the church is just really gone hog wild about, trying to honor children. It's like, no, actually you're supposed to honor parents. Yeah, it doesn't say that about children. They're supposed to honor parents, and then the children are blessed when this happens. And it's just everything's totally upside down. And so we begin by saying, you know, we want to be united with you, God. And I want to hang around and be united with your body. Those who are loyal have an allegiance to you, Jesus. That's where I want to be. Jesus didn't hang out with everybody, but he hung out with those who hung out with him. And then then we want to be find out and find those who really want this country to make it. You know, they want this country to make it. They really want it to go back to its original intent, which is the Congress shall make no laws concerning religion or the free exercise thereof. It's like, get out of it, you know, and quit defining it. Don't let IRS define, you know, what only we know what it is. You know, if it's like, come on. Now, listen, if you're going to let radical Islam be defined in the First Amendment. Don't even look the way of the church.
Don't even go there.
Don't even look the way of the church. And so we have to get to a place. He said, you know, Lord, I want to live a life that's united with you. You may find that when you start walking with God and looking for those that are walking with him, a sad state that presently there's not a lot of people that are willing to just drop their nets and follow God. And they want to try to have a 1 foot in the world and 1 foot with God, and it doesn't work. They want to serve money and God. Jesus said, can't do it. And so we have to begin to understand unity. And there's all kinds of unity meetings going on, but it's like, that's not a Christ-centered unity. That's just like a community unity. And it's like, we got to figure out as a church, what are we going to do? And we can do it. It's happened before in history. In the 70s, they thought it was over, and our history over and over again. You know, think about a civil war. Well, literally, the entire country is divided and killing each other and not going to stop until the death, until the surrender. And a president is trying to rule. President Lincoln is trying to rule in between all that. Amazing. And we can survive anything in God if we'll just turn to God. God can just turn things in. But if we stay divided, we think, hey, you know, I'm secretly in my heart, I'm against my husband. You know, I'm just gonna hang around, but I'm not with him, or I'm not with my parents. I'm just secretly divided from them and my family. So listen, hang on, because it's not gonna stand. It's just not gonna stand. Even though when it all falls and is said and done, and you might want to point your finger at everybody but yourself who stayed divided from what was, the truth is God knows, because he said it. Anything divided will not stand, and we have to get united again. In America, e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. We stand and we do things like when our ambassador's in trouble in Benghazi, we go after him. I mean, we've actually fought 18-hour wars for two American dead bodies. We fought 18 hours of war for two American dead bodies. Understand that, you know, we don't leave anybody behind. And now it's like, we're just kind of blinking and oh, well, the president says, oh, it's just kind of a mishap. Ooh. And Benghazi is like, this is not America. Mm-hmm. This is not our founding father. This is not our original intent. How did we get to this point? And what did our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers give their life for and shed their blood for? And what did they get wounded for? You know, was it for this? Was it for a country that just leaves them behind?
Right. You know, we have this great nation. And the thing about it is that if we don't step up to the plate, if we don't recognize what so many Americans before us have done, we're going to lose it. And I think one of the things the Lord has laid on my heart, especially at the end of this year, is the word remember. You know, that word means to bring back to the brain, you know, and to intentionally go and think about the things that are very important. And I don't think that we take time to literally remember, go back and review history, review the price that others have paid. I caught a bit of a program last night where they had this soldier who came back from I guess one of the wars in Iraq or Afghanistan, a young man, really young. He couldn't look past 22 years old if he was even that old. And he was sitting, guys, in a wheelchair, but he wasn't really sitting. The bottom of his body was gone. He had no legs. One of his arm was a mechanical arm. And he's sitting in this wheelchair and he's saying, you know what? I was blown up. The guys that found me, I stepped on a bomb and they picked me up and they said for sure I was dead. They said I was dead. But yet the doctors and the military, they kept working on me. They kept working. They didn't give up on me. And I'm alive today. They said, the people call me a hero. I'm not a hero. So those guys that are still fighting today, those guys that have fought before me, those are the heroes. And you look at this young man who's willing to give his life for the freedom of our country, for the freedom for us to have a constitution. You got to look at this stuff and say, wow, you know, what are we doing? Are we going to allow these soldiers who've given their lives, their body parts, they're just in vain? Or are we going to recognize that we're in a blessed land, that this land has a constitution that God in his providence allowed us to have? And are we going to make the most out of it? And as believers, my goodness, it allows us the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ without interference.
And there was a day that you could go to another nation and share the gospel. And if you got held captive or somebody put you in prison, they would come and get you as an American and rescue you. And now this current administration, I just think they would go, well, yeah, you shouldn't have been there preaching the gospel in the first place. Is all of a sudden they're not as loyal to you as an American citizen. It's almost like the collective. They think about, you know, collective. It's, you know, I remember when 9/11 hit that President Obama just said, we could absorb another one of these.
Well, you look at what happened.
Like, of all the things to say, we could absorb another one of these. Like, well, hello.
Wow.
Why would you even say that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I don't know the full details of all this, but even the young Marine that was in Mexico that was sitting in jail
chained to
forever,
a bed, chained to his bed.
It's like, how long is this American soldier citizen going to stay there as if you can't pick up a phone and have him immediately released? Immediately.
It reminds me of General Jerry, retired Boykin.
Boykin, yeah.
That when he was sent by the president and they were going to Grenada to be able to run out the bad guys out of Grenada, that he and a couple of his friends, there was some sort of bomb that it blew up and it killed two of his friends and it wounded him, took his legs out from under him. And another particular Marine was on the ship and he was there and he heard that there was a military man down, one of his brothers down in Grenada, and he was on the boat. Mm-hmm. He was on a carrier, I believe it was. And he said, we got to go. And he looked to the man. The man says, well, we have all the aircrafts out. There's nothing we can go. He says, there's nothing. We don't have anything to go. And he finally says, well, we have that one helicopter, but it can't be flown because it's going through maintenance. He goes, it can't be flown. It's going through maintenance. Can it fly? And he goes, well, we can't. We'll get in trouble if we fly it. He says, that's not what I'm asking you. And I'm kind of paraphrasing this. He says, can it fly? And he says, yes, it can fly. He says, well, let's go take it. There's nobody who would go to get this army general. And so he gets this helicopter out, and they fly it, and they go pick him up to bring him back to safety and rescued who we know today is General Jerry Boykin, who is a man of God. But not only that, was he finds out when he gets there that was one of his best friends. He didn't know that they were friends for years, you know. And when he gets there, he finds out that this general was a friend of his. And his friend came and got him because it's no man left. That's the America. That's the America that we know about. It's officers, you know, coming from the streets and law. I was just thinking about, you know, going to Pam's funeral just recently and seeing Mike, her son, and the fellow officers coming in. I mean, we have this bond that just stays together. You just can't shake it. It's just always there because you're always going in after each other. You're backing each other up.
Mm-hmm.
But America used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America used to be able to just say, you know, listen, we can do this thing together. And now it's like, well, you know, everybody's for themselves. And it's just amazing. We would not have General Jerry Boykin today if that mindset wouldn't have been that they just left this man wounded to be able to bleed out in Grenada. But his friend unknowingly, and the Army the Marines at that, because he was an Army general, that came and rescued him. He didn't care. And he told that guy that was with him on the boat that kept on saying, we're going to get in trouble. He says, listen, it's going to be on me. You get in the passenger seat. We're going to go. We're going to go get this guy. Don't worry. I'll take on the responsibility of it. I'm so glad that he did that, because this is an awesome man of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.